Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. The U.S. Department of Defense is one of the largest organizations in the world. It executes a budget more than twice that of the world's largest corporation. The size and complexity of the department's acquisition processes, along with the rapid pace of change and budget austerity, make it imperative that DoD create a more agile, responsive, and efficient operation. Doing this will provide the best support and services for troops in the field, their families at home, and enable the department to be responsible stewards of the nation's resources. What is DoD's Acquisition Visibility Initiative? How does it provide key data and information to decision makers so they can manage, oversee, and streamline the department's acquisition portfolio? What's next for acquisition visibility within DoD? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Mark Crisco, Deputy Director of Enterprise Information within the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics. Mark, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Mark, before we delve into specific initiatives, perhaps you could provide us with an overview of the mission and focus of DoD's Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics. Can you describe us a little bit about the acquisition function as well?
Sure, I'd be glad to, and thank you once again. But acquisition technology and logistics, the undersecretary for that, the Honorable Frank Kendall, is the undersecretary overseeing the department's acquisition. It's both the policy, the processes, as well as the procedures and the major programs. The undersecretary is responsible for all the activities, including logistics, maintenance, support, and principally he is the decision maker for the department to make the decisions on major programs.
And the second part of my question with regard to that was, what were some of the key elements of the acquisition management in DoD?
Some of the key elements are making the decisions on the major acquisitions, working with Congress, working with the President, on fulfilling the mission area for the Department of Defense, obviously a key mission area for us and how we protect this nation.
Would you tell us more about your role as Deputy Director of Enterprise Information? What are your specific responsibilities and duties, and could you tell us about the areas under your purview?
I am the senior leader for the Acquisition Data Information Management. We represent, on behalf of the department, acquisition, information, and management. Our responsibilities are data management, our role of providing that to both the undersecretary as well as analyst. Our responsibilities also extend in working with the services so we can have clarity of data and information management as a department. I like to think about it as we would want to be Amazon.com for acquisition data. So we will tell you, as it relates to acquisition information, what the authoritative information is, where it is, how you can get it, and we're the organization that provides it to you.
With that, with those roles and duties, what are your top three challenges that you face? And more importantly, how have you sought to address those challenges?
Some of the top challenges are managing authoritative acquisition information. Those top challenges of acquisition information principally have been the provenance of systems and system providers. We've tried to elevate them and bring them up to a department level so we can manage data in an authoritative fashion, be sure that we understand the pedigree or heritage of that data, and make sure the department is using it, that we're only asking for the things that we need to do our jobs and not be inefficient in the way we handle data and information.
So along with those challenges, leading an organization focused on using data and information to manage major acquisitions can be fraught with unanticipated consequences and surprises. To that end, what has surprised you since taking over this role?
What has surprised me is how much the need and the recognition of the need of data and information management from an acquisition perspective, not just from a technological perspective. It's difficult, sometimes dirty work of working through the definitions, the policies, the processes, the provenances of the data. But I've been surprised on how that need has manifested itself into services and components. The Army, Navy, and Air Force have been extremely behind us in terms of our efforts of trying to identify what are the authoritative sources here so they could pivot, so to speak, around what our data, what we call the acquisition visibility data matrix, what our data is going to provide, what we require for them, how we're going to use it, and how we're going to present that to the undersecretary.
So given your experience running the area that you run, what are the characteristics of an effective leader? And to what extent does the new cross-boundary environment call for a different conception of leadership to your mind?
The type of leadership that is required in this area is extremely collaborative. It's listening to customer needs, being able to be an active listener and reflecting back both to industry, to those who are acquiring information. We really have a small paradigm that we work with our customers, and that being the undersecretary, the assistant secretaries, and the senior leaders in the department. We always ask a few very simple questions. They seem basic, but it goes a long way in helping us understand what they're trying to achieve. We ask them, one, what are they trying to achieve? Mm-hmm. Two, what are they trying to see? How would they like to see it? And what data do they think they need to support that decision that they have to make? That goes an awful long way, and I view that as very collaborative and very much in the active listening. We need to focus on training people to better understand how to articulate those needs so we can better understand how to fulfill that and how to better manage that across the department.
What is DoD's Acquisition Visibility Initiative? We will ask Mark Crisco, Deputy Director of Enterprise Information within the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.